This is Lacey from Healing Hearts Home Health News Center. Here's the latest news from Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. The Campbell County Republican Party Central Committee took just under 3 hours at their meeting on Tuesday night to choose three candidates to send to the Campbell County Commissioners, who will now have just under 3 weeks to decide who will fill the vacancy left by Deej Reardon. Jim Ford, Tracy Barkey, and Don Hamm were the top vote-getters and will have their names presented to the board. According to County Commissioner Rusty Bell, the vote could come as early as next week. The Campbell County School Board was asked by Rawhide and Stock Trail Schools for approval of a Seal of Biliteracy program, and they unanimously approved the request. Graduating students can now test at a cost of about $20 to receive a Seal of Biliteracy, proving that they are fluent and functional in at least two languages, which in the global economy could be helpful in gaining students' future employment. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. The Gillette City Council at their meeting on Tuesday voted to postpone a decision on the new city pool until they can consider two options: starting construction immediately, which would close the pool for the upcoming season, and wait on a possible $950,000 grant that would take a big chunk out of the $3.5 million cost of the pool, or repair the pool for $95,000 so that it can reopen this summer, miss out on the grant, and still have to pony up the $3.5 million. Whatever they decide, the city is looking at needing to have the pool open by the summer of 2024 in time for the International Pathfinders Camporee, which is expected to bring some 50,000 visitors to Gillette. The council expects to meet with the pool consultant and make their decision at their next meeting on February 1st. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.